we'd save the real fat one, what we called fat.
For the kindling.
For kindling, uh-huh. starting a fire.
What do you call a little room that's that you can hang overcoats up in, things like that? It's got a rod and coat hangers in it.
Closet.
And what do you call a great big piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in?
Shift robe.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house on the sides?
Siding, I reckon.
Okay. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where people might put some chairs? Like right out there on the...
We call that the front porch.
Okay. What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof? You can go ahead and speak up if you want to.
I think I have a little one on the back porch. I don't know what a little stoop or a little. I don't know.
Would you ever use that word stoop, Mr. Chassel?
That what?
Would you ever call a little porch that doesn't have a roof on it, would you ever call that a stoop?
No.
Okay. What do you call a fenced area next to the barn where the cows are before you milk them? Now you drive them up from the pasture and then into this little place by the barn.
A break?
No.
Break?
A lot.
What?
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. She calls it a lot, you call it a break.
Yeah.
What do you call a wooden thing that's open at the top and you carry water or milk in it? It's made out of wood and it has a handle carried along like that.
A wooden pail?
Uh-huh. And what would you call the same thing if it was made out of metal?
What would you call it?
A bucket.
Me a bucket.
Okay.
But I had that backwards. I'd had a wooden bucket and a metal pail.
I can remember
an old
wooden foot tub we had.
Mm-hmm. What kind of wood was it made out of?
Lighter.
For a tub? Oh,
yeah.
For goodness sake.
That held on too.
He went, yeah.
Used to have old wooden... Cypress water buckets, too.
Uh-huh. How big was the tub, Mr.?
Oh, it wouldn't have helped but a gallon or two of water.
Uh-huh. What do you...
We used it to wash our feet in.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Do you still have it?
Didn't have bathtub.
No, it's a long time been gone.
What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
What do you fry eggs in?
Oh, a frying pan.
Okay. Your question's a lot better than mine. What do you call one that doesn't have any sides on it?
Okay,
thank you. A skillet.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off?
Spigot.
And would you call it anything different if it was on a barrel instead of at the sink?
I don't know.
Or would you still call it a spigot? You know, if you had a barrel of vinegar or something.
You used to have a barrel of syrup you'd turn.
Uh-huh.
Turn the faucet.
Okay. And what would you call the same kind of thing if it was out in the yard? You might hook a hose up too.
That's all we've got out there. We hook water to. There's a hose.
Yeah.